Talking Online. And welcome, citizens of Big D Country. My name is Prince DJ, of course. And guess what? I am interviewing someone who works directly with Spreaker. And his name is Rob Greenlee. And he's my guest, and he is my new citizen of Big D Country. Welcome to the palace right about now.
It's great to be here, Dijon. It's great to be on your show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So, tell me what you do for Spreaker, and tell me how you work with the big guys.
Well, what I do for Spreaker is I just help podcasters, help show creators get their shows up on Spreaker and get started, learn about the tools, learn how to create terrific podcast content. That's really what my job is. I'm the Vice President of Podcaster Relations.
Oh.
So I'm a longtime podcaster. I started in 2004 myself. So I've had many shows. I've had a National Syndicated Radio Show before. I've worked in the podcasting space for 15 years. So this is a passion job for me. It's a career, and it's something that I've built long-standing relationships in the medium, and it's an exciting medium that's doing fantastic right now.
Now something that just been big for Spreaker over the past few years is the integration of iHeartRadio. Tell me how enthusiastic that Spreaker was when iHeartRadio came to be.
Well, actually, Spreaker was the original company that did the distribution deal with iHeartRadio for podcasts.
So, oh, no kidding!
Yeah, so podcasts that were published like multiple years ago now, the only place that that you could go to get your show on iHeartRadio was Spreaker. So,
wow.
So now it's been opened up to more hosting platforms, but iHeartRadio is a growing listening platform for podcasts and live radio. As you might imagine, it's the number one largest radio network in the country, so they're aggregating huge numbers of listeners and audience attention. So iHeartRadio is becoming a huge player in the podcasting space.
Oh, wow. Now, you have something that works with helping other people monetize their show, big name companies, like famous companies that you heard of before, and companies that you hear on the radio now also advertise for Spreaker. Tell me how the monetization program is going along with other podcasters, and share with me with some of the experience.
Right. I think the big thing I wanted to mention about monetization is that what we're building at Spreaker is a monetization platform and tool set that enables really any podcast to be able to earn revenue from their show by placing pre-roll or mid-roll insertion points in every account on Spreaker. So if you get an account on Spreaker, you have access to dynamic ad insertion, be able to sign up for the monetization program that enables you to get a steady stream of spot ads that you get a revenue share on into your program. All you need to do is go in and just set up your insertion points, and you're good to go. So, and all your archives get monetized. All your listens could potentially earn some dollars for you to help pay for your show and to help you grow as a podcaster. So you can invest in new microphones or upgrading your podcast.
Now, do you have any advice for anybody who would like to be Spreaker superstars? Any advice for podcasters like us?
Well, I think the big thing to really think about is being very focused about what your content is and what your goals are and what you want to achieve. There's all sorts of genres of podcast content out there. Some have greater market opportunity for audience growth than others. So I think you kind of have to keep yourself centered around what you think your audience potential is for your genre of content, and not get caught up in the numbers of like trying to compare your show to someone else's show,
right?
And think that because I'm not getting as much as this other show, that somehow my show isn't worthy. It could just be that the dynamic of your genre and your topic doesn't scale to as many potential listeners. But I think the big thing is just stay focused on who your listener is, who your target audience is, and do the best job that you can to reach out in social media, get out into like Facebook groups, Google groups, share information, participate in your community around your program, and be involved, go to events, be an active participant in your community. and that will help build your credibility and build the audience for your show. And it's really, podcasting at its core is a sharing medium. It's a word of mouth medium that people tell other people to listen to the show. So fostering community around your show is one of the key principles to building your audience.
Oh, wow. Right. That's very good information. So one more question. Right. I know that everybody wants to, is more concerned about is the investment. Now, some of them, they were only able to do the free plan, right. But then there's others that can't do the paid plan. What is the best advice that you could give to somebody that wants to make an investment but is not ready right now?
Well, I think Spreaker is a terrific alternative because we do have a free plan. So you can get started, you can learn how to podcast, you can play around with the tools to make sure that it's the right tools for you. Mm-hmm. And that fits in with the goals that you have and what kind of show you want to produce. I mean, we have the ability to share with you full production tools that where you can do a live show, just like we're doing right now,
right.
Or to just pre-record and to be able to produce the show in a way that's time savings. Because one of the things that can frustrate a podcaster is that it takes too long to produce their episodes, right?
Wow.
So trying to create a workflow process, so that's what we try to do with Spreaker, that's easy and that streamlines that process, but also produce a quality podcast, right? So that's the key, is finding that balance between giving you the tools that you need to produce the content that you want to create, whether it's bringing in a Skype call or a Hangout call, or a Zoom call into your podcast. You can do that through Spreaker Studio. So you can also use that on your mobile phone.
Like I'm doing now.
Yeah, I mean, you can record a podcast. You can't bring in a Skype call into your mobile application of Spreaker Studio, but you can do it in the desktop. Mm-hmm. You can do it in the Mac and Windows versions. So it's, the platform is very powerful to enable you to do a lot of different things. You could even get your own custom app for your show on the platform as well and get it in the Apple and Android app stores. So there's lots of ways that you can take advantage of this. In addition to monetization, you get your show out to every podcast listening platform that's out there on a global basis too. Like we're working with listening platforms that are based in like Paris, France, and in various places around the world. It's not just U.S. centric. So this is a global medium, and it's a global opportunity.
And once again, please let the listeners know what's your role here on Spreaker again.
Yeah, I'm the Vice President of Podcaster Relations for the company. My name is Rob Greenley, and I can certainly be reached. If you want to send me an email, you're certainly welcome to send it to rob@spreaker.com. But I also do a live podcast on Spreaker myself. So it's called the Spreaker Live Show. I do it every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern at SpreakerLiveShow.com. So you can go check it out, and that's what we talk about, is how to best use Spreaker and what's going on in the podcasting industry and tips and tricks on how to produce a terrific podcast.
Excellent. Yeah. You have been a superb guest.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. It's my honor to be on your show.
And I want to thank you for being on the show. It's the first time I actually had a vice president on the show.
Oh,
so welcome.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
welcome.
It.
Welcome. So I will be back a little bit later on today to do the takeaway of day two of PodFest Expo here in Orlando, Florida. And thank you again, Rob, and you are now a citizen.
Wow, thank you.
Anytime. This is the Big D Zone, and I am Prince DJ. We are out.
Wonder Park is the most hilarious animated comedy of the year.
Nailed it.
Jennifer Garner, John Oliver, Mila Kunis, Kenan Thompson, Ken Jeong.
Little old lady.
Ow! You're embarrassing the team.
Wonder Park, rated PG, in theaters Friday.
Show us your tier and win up to $500 in free slot play. Bring in your player's club card from any local casino to 7th Street Casino and join the Lucky 7 Club and win up to $250 in free slot play based on the status of your casino club card. Once you're a member, you can play and earn additional chances to win up to $250 in free slot play. So come in today for a chance to win up to $500 in free slot play. 7th Street Casino is definitely where it's at.